A few moments ago, a report came in here from London saying that today General Montgomery held a press conference at which he told correspondents that he had just received a present, a brand new watch from a group of Americans. "It's a good watch, too," Monty grinned to the correspondents. "It keeps time." Then Montgomery added, "I always get along well with Americans." In one of the earlier reports from a London CBS correspondent today, we heard that the cooperation between American and British troops had been beautiful. This gift to the general from a group of American civilians is merely a reflection of the fine cooperation which exists between the British and the American fighting men once they get into action. This comes as no surprise to anyone who has been with our troops abroad and has been with the British abroad. Comes as no surprise to anyone who knows how General Eisenhower operates. This might be a good time to bring the whole subject of relations between British and American troops right out into the open. 2 years ago, we used to hear of occasional clashes in London between American and British soldiers. They would meet at dances, at pubs. They'd have a few beers, and sometimes a careless word would be spoken. The fur would fly, and stories would go out that British and Americans just couldn't get along. The truth of it is, and I was there in London then, that the British and American soldiers had no chance to meet on any common ground of respect for each other. They only knew each other when they were on leave, playing. Then we landed in North Africa, and the real fighting began for us. Our boys found it tough. It was the first time they'd been in combat. Finally, they joined forces with Montgomery's 8th Army. Now, for the first time, they got a chance to see the British soldier in action. The 8th Army had learned its trade the hard way, through 3 hard, bitter years of desert fighting. This was probably the greatest of all armies. Our boys now looked at the British through different eyes. These were fighting devils who never asked what the odds were. The 8th Army had a motto, attack and pursue. Our boys liked that. It's the American tradition to like offensive fighters. Jack Dempsey is still a hero to millions of us. The 8th Army is the Jack Dempsey of this war. When General Eisenhower was selected to be the supreme commander of all Allied forces, the greatest cheers came from British officers and men who recognized the genius of this brilliant yet human American commander. Then Eisenhower, looking the field over, chose as his ground commander General Montgomery. He asked Montgomery whom he would like to have as his second in command. Monty didn't hesitate a moment. He immediately said, "General Omar Bradley." Bradley commanded the 2nd Corps in the Sicilian campaign. In our high command, no distinction was made as to whether an officer was American or British. The only question was, who was the best man? I remember when the Solano campaign was being planned. Colonel Darby was in command of our Rangers. Brilliant Colonel Darby, one of the real heroes of this war. Only 27, and the toughest Ranger of them all. He was to command a combined force of American Rangers and British commandos, and they were to storm the heights above Salerno and secure a pass that led to Naples. The commandos were led by a British general, Brigadier Richardson. He was asked to retire from the operation because Darby, who was to be in charge of it, was only a colonel, and military tradition was all against a brigadier serving under a colonel. The British brigadier went to General Eisenhower. He protested and insisted that he go along with the commandos and the Rangers on the operation, and he added sincerely, "I know Colonel Darby. I will consider it a privilege to serve under him in any capacity." And so for the first time in history, a brigadier served under a colonel, and the two made a beautiful team, a typical Eisenhower team. A typical example of the way British and American officers and fighting men serve and work together. I remember just 3 days after we landed at Solano, our 36th Division of Texas had had a very tough 3 days. They'd fought bravely, but the German 88s high in the hills commanding the beaches had taken a frightful toll. I went ashore and joined them and talked to the men. A big strapping sergeant asked me, "Hey, when are them Limeys going to get up here to help us out?" I couldn't help but kid him a little. I said, "I remember when you guys used to kid the British. Now you need them. Now you want their help." "Yeah, that's right," the big Texan grinned. "But that was before we saw them fight. I sure would like to see that little Montgomery in his funny black beret walking along this beach." Well, a few days later, Monty and his 8th Army did join our 5th Army, and the result is history. Now when our men call the British soldier a Limey, he grins when he says it, and the British soldier grins back. They have a firm basis of respect for each other. Both are great fighting men, and fighting men can get along pretty well together anywhere. This is Eisenhower's way. Don't worry about our boys not getting along with their British comrades in arms. They're both fighting on the same side under two great men and months. I return you now to Bob Trout.